Indian motorcycle maker Bajaj Auto Limited on Tuesday said it has invested $8 million, 57.1 crore rupees, in venture capital-backed e-mobility service provider Ulu Bikes Private Limited, which was started by InMobi co-founder Amit Gupta. This marks another instance of an established two-wheeler maker in India backing startups in the e-mobility space. Bajaj Auto and number 39's rivals Hero MotoCorp and TVS Motor have invested in electric scooter startup Ather Energy Private Limited and Ultraviolet Automotive Private Limited, respectively. Ulu will use the funds to strengthen its mobility platform and deepen its solutions for expansion, Bajaj Auto said in a stock market disclosure. The startup, which was founded in 2017, plans to increase its fleet size to 100,000 electric two-wheelers by the end of this year. It currently has a presence in Bengaluru, New Delhi, Pune, Greater Mumbai, and Bhubaneswar. Gupta, CEO, Ulu said that the investment is a win-win for both the companies. Ulu will source electric two-wheelers from Bajaj Auto and NBSP, that have been co-designed and manufactured exclusively for shared micromobility. The motorcycle maker will also consider facilitating the vehicle finance needs of Ulu for a large-scale deployment of its micromobility electric vehicles. Rajiv Bajaj, managing director of Bajaj Auto, said that the efforts towards congestion reduction and pollution control will boost shared micromobility segment in India. Besides, the expansion of metro as a means of transport in large cities will augment the demand for last-mile connectivity that will be filled by players like Ulu, he added. In the past, Ulu attracted a string of angel and venture investments soon after its launch, as reported by VC Circle last year. Early-stage venture capital firms Bloom Ventures and 314 Capital are among the VC investors in the company, while angel investors include Girish Mathrubootam, chief executive of cloud-based customer engagement firm Freshdesk. India and SQO's mobility segment has been attracting significant investor interest over and above the staggering amounts hailed by Ola over the years. The government has also been supportive of the electric mobility segment. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had said in her budget speech this year that the government wanted to develop India as a manufacturing hub for electric vehicles. The biggest transaction in the segment this year involved Ola and SQO's electric mobility arm raising 1,725 crore, around $250 million, from Japanese investor SoftBank in a Series B funding round at a valuation of around $1 billion. Ola Electric also mopped up 400 crore in March from investors including New York-based Tiger Global Management and Matrix Partners. Earlier this month, VC Circle reported that Matrix and prominent angel investors including Snapdeal co-founder Kunal Bahl have bet on a company that lets commuters hail e-rickshaws and auto-rickshaws. Another major funding deal came to light in July when electric mobility service provider Smart said it raised around 100 crore from Japanese conglomerate Mitsui and Amp Company in its Series B round. Last month, Lithius Energy Private Limited, which operates last-mile connectivity service Locarides, raised funding from Fosun Group affiliate Fosun RZ Capital and Stellaris Venture Partners, among others. In September, electric vehicle startup Cell Propulsion, founded by two former employees of the Indian Space Research Organisation, had received funding from early-stage venture capital firm India Partners.